We often encounter disheartening stories about climate change, both globally and within Pakistan. It seems we're consistently falling short of our goal to limit global temperature increases to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Last year's breach of this threshold confirms we're now struggling to avoid exceeding the 2-degree mark. As an Urdu poet once observed, ignorance truly is bliss. Many Pakistanis, even those with advanced degrees, seem to embrace this philosophy, remaining remarkably unconcerned by the alarming climate data. In contrast, Westerners, with their continued reading habits, are deeply troubled by the worsening climate situation. However, they possess a degree of preparedness that mitigates their immediate sense of crisis. The real concern lies with developing nations like ours, which are not only ill-equipped to handle the escalating impacts of climate change, but also largely unaware of the gravity of the situation, often relegating discussions to casual conversations over tea or coffee. Greta Thunberg, a young global climate leader, is absolutely correct to question the reassurances from older generations that everything will eventually be all right. What evidence do they have that they can effectively address this crisis? How can a generation that was slow to recognize the severity of the threat, and even slower to take meaningful action, signing the Paris Agreement in 2015, which remains largely theoretical, claim to have the solution? The stark reality of climate change, coupled with the older generation's inadequate response, is enough to deeply disturb anyone who understands the complexities of the issue. Greta is right to point out that it's been over 100 years since Svante Arrhenius first warned about climate change, yet we're still just talking about policy. While it's true that some older generation global climate leaders are working hard to achieve real progress, it's clear we haven't even reached the peak of global emissions, let alone started to reduce them. Despite our efforts to transition to renewable energy and use carbon offset markets, emissions continue to rise. Similarly, at the national level, we're fortunate to have a few competent climate leaders in government, but their impact is limited. True progress in both mitigation and adaptation requires a united effort from all sectors of society, government, business, and civil society. Even those with short memories will recall the Pakistani delegation head who, alongside Bangladeshi climate scientist Salim Al-Huq, played a crucial role in advancing the Loss and Damage Fund framework at COP27. However, even the most talented individuals cannot do so much when the broader society isn't taking the issue seriously.